إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد نواصل القراءة من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. باب ما جاء في الرياء وقول الله تعالى: قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. I welcome all of you. We continue reading from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد of our noble Shaykh العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. As you know, the importance of this book, Kitab al-Tawheed, of the great Imam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. This is a chapter about al-Riya, warning against showing off al-Riya. Al-Imam al-Mujaddid, he mentioned three proofs in this chapter. The ayah in Surah Al-Kahf and two narrations, one in Sahih Muslim and one in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and also in Sunan ibn Majah with the chain of narration that is Hassan, sound, as mentioned in Sahih al-Jami' of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Muhaddith Nasir al-Din al-Albani rahimahullahu ta'ala. As for the ayah, it is the ayah 110 in Surah Al-Kahf, say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God, meaning that your Ilah, is one, Ilah. And the completion of the ayah, so whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work or righteous deeds, and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. In be upon Tawheed and stay away from shirk. مناسبة ذكر هذا الباب في كتاب التوحيد. As you remember, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, he began always in every chapter in the explanation by bringing the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. In another term, in a form of a question, what riya has to do with Tawheed? What is the connection that riya, showing off, has to do with Tawheed? قال حفظه الله أنه لما كان الرياء مخلا بالتوحيد ومحبطا للعمل الذي قارنه ناسب أن ينبه عليه المؤلف في هذا الباب. قال أنه لما كان الرياء مخلا بالتوحيد, that the sense رياء showing off, it takes away from توحيد. As you remember in the previous chapters, we learned the importance of توحيد, and this is the most important fundamental principle that Islam is built upon, at-tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any ibadah without tawheed. As al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, mentioning al-qawa'id al-arba' wal-ibadah la tusamma ibadah illa ma'a tawheed. Kama anna al-salata la tusamma salatan illa ma'a al-tahara. In al-qawa'id al-arba', the four principles, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned and stated that al-ibadah, any act of worship, it is not considered a sound without tawheed. It will be of no benefit without tawheed. لِأَنَّهُ الْأَصَلْ There is the foundation that all of the deeds are built upon. He says the same way, salat will be of no benefit without purification. If someone prays every salat, maybe in the first row, but no purification whatsoever, they have no salat. Likewise, someone who don't have tawheed, even if they pray, they fast, their actions will be of no benefit for them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ So some, this is the case, and sense show-off and showing off, الرِّيَاء يُحْبِطُ الْعَمَلِ Void the deeds, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ That is mixed with it. He says, so therefore, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, rahimahullah, he mentioned it in his book, Kitab al-Tawheed. So that we can be warned against riya. And as the ulama, they mention, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ Except from the people that Allah has mercy on them, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ The nafs, person like to be seen. People like to be praised. A person is doing something and he's expecting some people to be looking towards his direction. I know, we're human. You're doing something but he wants to get credit. And you feel good when somebody says, oh yeah, inshallah, you're running the vacuum in the house of Allah. Inshallah, you're a good brother. And you got that big smile on your face. No, we're human. But we have to, we're learning so that we can check ourselves. We do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ يَدُومُ The only thing that's going to help us and will be beneficial for us is those actions of worship that we do for Allah. The ulama يُعَالِجُونَ الرِّيَاءَ Our salaf, they says they struggle. These are the salaf, the best of the people, they struggled with this. To do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the praises or for any other way. قال والرياء مصدر راء مراءة ورياء وهو أن يقصد أن يرى الناس أنه يعمل عملا على صفة وهو يدمر في قلبه صفة أخرى. He says الرياء, showing off, is when a person intends by an action that to be seen by the people. So that the people, he wants to show the people an action, but in his heart is something else. You see? For an example, a person in the crowd, he's reading the Quran, for example. Whenever he's around some people, he has a mushaf and reading. But when he's alone, magazines. You see? He's alone, the people left, he bring the magazines or like the iPhone and start playing games. But whenever somebody come, switches, get the mushaf, start reading. What are you doing this for? You do it for Allah. The salaf, actually, they used to try their best to hide the ibadat. The salaf that we are supposed to follow their examples, when one of them used to read the Quran, when some people come, they hide it. They put it away until people leave. You see? Likewise, a person in front of the people, he prays nice. He don't look anywhere. He makes the salah. That tahiyyat al-masjid is a long tahiyyat masjid. Long ruku', long sujood, because the people are watching. But when he's alone, dhuhr in 2 minutes. No khushu', no tuma'nina. La. You don't do things for the people. Likewise, somebody gives sadaqah. You want to give the sadaqah in front of everybody. Okay? You want to give sadaqah to somebody, and then you wait until Jumu'ah in front of everybody in the crowd, in the parking lot, and it's like, "Hey, guy, do you see so-and-so?" And he named my name. "Oh, he's right there. Tell him to come. I got some sadaqah for him." I can't do these things. Do things for Allah between you and between the person. Nobody knows. والخطاب هنا قل للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم للنبي أي قل للناس. Say, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tell the people. أنا بشر مثلكم. I am only a human like you. I'm a man like you. يعني في البشرية ليس لي من الربوبية ولا من الإلهية شيء. This is an indication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people I am a man like you. As a human, I am a man too. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not an angel. He's a man. So therefore, he has no rights for lordship. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has no characteristics of lordship. وهذا فيه رد على الصوفية القبوريون. This is a refutation against the Sufis, the Quburis, who they address the Prophet ﷺ in the same way we should address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Madad ya Rasulullah, yastaghithuna bi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa shirk, wal iyad billah, shirk akbar. Prophet ﷺ is a man. He has no right for any characteristics of lordship, and no acts of worship should be devoted for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He warned against shirk, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you find the ignorance among the Muslims, especially the Sufis, and who follow them upon their falsehood, they call upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially you see it when they go to Medina, and while in there, and they go in front of the wall where the Prophet ﷺ is buried, in the Hujra. You see them, they have in the khushur, they didn't have in the Salat. In the Salat, they playing, they looking all over. As soon as finish the Salat, they turn, because they turn, now they're not even facing the Qibla. And they're raising their hands. They crying. Now we're talking about these people. Why? Because of the Tawheed. What saves from innovations, from shirk, is knowledge. Learning, especially learning the Tawheed, the Islamic monotheism. قال إنما إلهكم إله واحد أي معبودكم بحق الذي أدعوكم إلى عبادته معبود واحد لا شريك له. See, subhanAllah, this ayah is amazing in Surah Al-Kahf. He's telling them, I am only a man. So therefore, if I'm a man, I'm ordered to convey this message to you. If I'm a man, like you as a human, I'm not God. And I don't have any characteristics of al-uluhiyya or al-rububiyya. But rather your true God that deserves to be worshipped in truth, and I am calling you to that, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partners. لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. He has no partners, no close angel deserve that, and no prophet nor a messenger. عمل صالحا. What is a righteous deed? قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله هو ما كان موافقا لشرع الله مقصودا به وجهه. أي توفر فيه هذان الشرطان, المتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والإخلاص, إخلاص النية وإخلاص العمل لله سبحانه وتعالى. A righteous deed is not just a deed that a person performed for a long time or gave a lot of money. A righteous deed, for any actions of worship to be righteous, regardless it's a big or small in the eyes of the people, for any action to be righteous has to be performed correctly, according to what Allah has legislated. That's what the ulama, they call al-mutaba'ah. You follow the Quran and the Sunnah. Before you do anything, you have to see what Allah has legislated. The deen is not taken from traditions and from dreams and from what the people are upon, but the deen, the religion, is taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah and the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the action also has to be performed sincerely for Allah. Ikhlas. Whether is the action is big or small in the eyes of the people. كما قال أحد السلف رب عمل صغير كبرته النية يعني الإخلاص ورب عمل كبير صغرته النية. One of the great scholars of the past, he says, perhaps a deed that is so small in the eyes of the people, but because of the intention, the good intention behind it, it's huge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small action. And we give you an example. The man that, as Imam al-Nawawi mentioned this in Riyad al-Salihin, and in so many other books of the ulama, Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen, that's what he said. He said, look at this action is so small. For some people that's insignificant, it's not a big deal. The action of that man who gave some water to that dog, remember? The man who was thirsty and he passed by a well, and he climbed down the well and drank. Alhamdulillah, now he's okay. As he climbed out, he saw a dog panting, trying to eat the mud. There is the little water mixed. There ain't no water. So this man, he's like, subhanAllah, this dog is very thirsty as well. He's going through what I went through a couple months ago. This man, he didn't say, look, man, he's just a dog, I don't care. And he kept going. No, he climbed back down the well, filled his leather sacks with some water, and give it to the dog, a dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate the action and entered him to the Jannah. Jannah, ya akhi. Amal yasir. Lakin al-ajr azim. A small action, but look at the great reward, the Jannah. So never underestimate any action. But what I have to do is, what are you doing it for? You don't have to give, when you see somebody going some trouble, you don't have to give him $1,000 for you to, like, whatever. You have $10 to help this family, but it has to come from your heart. As the Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, والصدقة لا تنفع صاحبها حتى تغادر قلبه قبل أن تغادر يده. Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, he says that charity does not be of any benefit, is not of any benefit for that person until he leaves his heart before he leaves his hand. And he has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا أي لا يرائي. This here, and he does not associate in worship anyone with his Lord, he says he doesn't show off. That's what the ulama, the Shaykh Fawzani says. Al-ma'na al-ijmali, the general meaning of this ayah, qala fadilat al-walid, al-Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah, Shaykh Salih, يأمر الله تعالى نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يخبر الناس أنه بشر مثلهم في البشرية ليس له من الربوبية والألوهية شيء وإنما مهمته إبلاغ ما يوحيه الله إليه وأهم ما أوحي إليه أن المعبود حقا معبود واحد هو الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يجوز أن يشرك معه أحد في العبادة ولا بد من المصير إليه في يوم القيامة فالذي يرجو النجاة في هذا اليوم من عذاب الله يستعد له بماذا؟ بالعمل الخالص من الشرك الموافق لما شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى. The explanation and the general meaning of this ayah, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh al-Walid, Salih al-Fawzani says, is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by addressing his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform the people that first, he is a human. He's telling the people, I am only human like you too. I'm a man. So therefore, he has no share in the lordship, nor any share in the worship whatsoever. But the Prophet ﷺ, is ordered to convey what Allah revealed to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important thing that been revealed to him, subhanahu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that the true God that deserves to be worshipped is only one God. One. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true God and the only one that deserves to be worshipped, and no one else deserves any worship, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not permissible for anyone to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. And that the people, they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So therefore, anyone who desires safety on Yawm al-Qiyamah, anyone who wants to be safe from the punishment of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he has to prepare for that day. يستعد لذلك اليوم. He has to prepare for that day. How he prepared? By doing righteous actions sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actions of worship that are in accordance to what Allah has legislated and free from shirk. And free from shirk. مناسبة الآية للباب. Why Shaykh al-Islam, Al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه وتعالى selected this ayah as a proof in this chapter. قال أن فيها الأمر بإخلاص العمل من الشرك الذي منه الرياء. Because this ayah contains a command for the people to be sincere in their actions, and that the actions should be free from shirk. And from shirk is رياء. ما يستفاد من الآية؟ What are the some of the benefits from this ayah? Remember, we used to do this before. I used to listen to you. What is some of the benefits from this ayah? You ready to do it again? Who can give me one benefit from this verse? This verse of in Surah Al-Kahf. نعم. فضل عبد القيوم. That's true, but within the ayah didn't talk about the unseen. But that's true what he says. No, Prophet ﷺ doesn't have knowledge of the unseen, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him. But the ayah didn't mention no unseen. I don't know. No, but you're right, that's true though. But give me some benefits from the ayah itself. Not just from the general life of the Prophet ﷺ. Naam, Abdullah.
That the Prophet ﷺ don't have the attributes of rububiyyah.
Ahsant. Because he is?
A human being.
Ahsant, like Abdul Qayyum says. Says the Prophet ﷺ, he's a human being. He's a man. So he doesn't have no attributes of lordship. Any attributes of lordship does not apply on the Prophet ﷺ, because Allah is unique. ليس كمثله شيء. No one is like unto Allah. People, some people, because of their jahl of tawheed, they like, yeah, well, me and you, yes, but this is the Prophet, akhi. No, no. Yes, the Prophet is not like me and you. He's better than us. He's the best of mankind. You're not going to compare yourself to the Prophet, but yes, he's a human. He has a father and a mother. Yeah, he's a human being. But he's not unlike any human being. But he cannot be God. Look like the Christians, they went to extreme and they say that Isa, he's the son of God. Other they said he's God himself. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. Now, what else? مَاذَا سَطَّرْتَ يَا نُورُ الدِّينِ كَتَبْتَ شَيْئًا
أَنَّ اللَّهَ وَاحِدٌ.
نعم.
أَنَّ اللَّهَ وَاحِدٌ.
نعم.
اشرح.
The ayah says, إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ.
جزاك الله خير. ماذا يعني هذا؟
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and one in you should worship only him subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Ah, now you see. هذا الذي أريد. أحسنت. نعم محمد.
I also want to say what Nordin said.
I don't think so. Exactly what he was going to say. Like exactly.
Not exactly.
Okay, so let me see. What do you want to say?
It's a proof that your Lord is one, and since he is one, then he is the only one deserving of your worship.
What do you think? Was the same? I think so. I apologize. Yeah, you're right. So that was almost the same. Now, anybody else? The benefit? طيب يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أولا أن أصل الدين هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. But the foundation that this religion is built upon is that you single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping none but Him. This is the foundation. And you know if you don't have the foundation, you got nothing. Foundation of a building is bad. What, you got beautiful kitchen. What's going to do with beautiful kitchen? Nice, big, family room. But what foundation is done? Likewise, person making nice salat, a lot of recitation of Quran, Hajj, Umrah, no foundation, no tawheed. Be no benefit. The importance of tawheed. ثانيا أن الرياء شرك. That رياء is shirk. نعم. ثالثا أن الشرك الواقع من المشركين هو الشرك في العبادة. That the shirk that occurred by the mushrikeen, the polytheists, is the shirk in worship. Because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's al-Khaliq. The mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know that the one who created them is Allah. They believe that the one who created the heavens and the earth is Allah. The one who caused life and death is Allah, not their idols. You see? لَإِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these ayats. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they don't say Hubal. They don't say Manat, Allat, Al-Uzza. They say Allah. But their shirk was in worship. Aynam. In worship. Likewise, now you find some people who claim to be upon Islam. They say La ilaha illallah. But then they go to some qabr. A dead person in the grave and, oh, give me, help me out. Give them children, cure his mother, this, that. Shirk wa iyadu billah. Lakin, kama yaqul ulama minhum Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, shirk al-mushrikeen fi hadha al-zaman ashaddu min shirk al-mushrikeen. But the shirk that the mushrikeen are upon this time, even though they pray, some of them pray and say, La ilaha illallah, they fast, is worse than the shirk that the mushrikun were upon in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. لِمَاذَا قَالْ He says, because the mushrikeen of that time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to commit shirk in times of ease. But in times of difficulty and hardship, they turn to Allah, they sincere. If they are in the deep of the ocean, who they call upon? دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. If they are in the deep of the ocean and storm comes and they don't say, oh, Hubal. La, la, la. Oh, Allah. But when Allah saved them, now they commit shirk. But he says this mushrikeen of these times, they commit shirk in all time. Actually, it's worse. Times of difficulty, they still go to Abd al-Qadir Jailani, ask him, Sitt Zainab, Hussein, and them and them. And once again, the qa'ida is that no one deserves to be worshipped, even if they are righteous people. Even if it's the best of the human being, the Prophet ﷺ, the best of mankind, no one can perform any actions of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رابعا أنه لا يجوز أن يعبد مع الله أحد لا من الأصنام ولا من الأنبياء والصالحين ولا غيرهم. That is strictly forbidden to worship anyone by devoting any act of worship for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be idols, prophets, righteous people, or other than them. Now you find some people who claim to be upon Islam. Of course, some of them are ignorant masakeen. They don't learn. And they're busy with other things. You find them, they slaughter for other than Allah. يَذْبَحُونَ لِلْجِنِّ يَذْبَحُونَ لِمَا أَدْرِي. They slaughter for other than Allah. They slaughter for the jinn. وَالْذَبْحُ عِبَادَةً. You have to slaughter for Allah, don't slaughter for the jinn. Slaughter for shaitan. Now the slaughter is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we learn, ya akhwan, and we have to have a sincere intention. Talabul ilm min a'zam al-jihad. Min a'zam al-ibadat. I heard Shaykh Rabih Hafizahullah ta'ala 2 days ago, when he gave a talk to the people in Morocco, in Al-Nador, because our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's in there now, giving a seminar for a week. Hani Allahum, man, we, alhamdulillah. I've been listening to some of those talks, they are very, very beneficial. And Sheikh Rabih Hafizahullah ta'ala, on Thursday night, he gave a talk on the phone. And from the many important things he highlighted in his talk is the importance of seeking knowledge. And that the Muslimun, they have to be diligent and serious in seeking knowledge and learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cannot just be a Muslim by affiliation, by being born in a Muslim country and the like. Get up, put some efforts. Learn from the ulama. Of course, the Shaykh says, if those who have the ability to travel and sit with the ulama, that's the way it is. Other than that, then you try your best by reading the books of the ulama, attending the gatherings and the circles of knowledge of in the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and stay away from the masajid of Ahlul Bid'ah. And don't be fooled by the names. Just because the masjid is called Masjid al-Sunnah, that they are upon the Sunnah. The names sometimes, what the people they do behind that name, you'll be amazed. Check what they are upon, their aqidah. Do they have the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Don't be just fooled by the names. Don't just look at the flyer and be fooled by it. Who's teaching in there, what books they go, what connections they have, who are their scholars, who they go to, who they refer to, who they talk to. Inam, not just the names. And the Shaykh, he says, it's very important to seek knowledge and to be diligent, he says, because knowledge is considered the greatest forms of jihad. Because through it you fight the shaitan, you fight shirk, you fight sins. You fight ma'asi, you fight Ahlul Bid'ah. And it is considered seeking knowledge, it is considered from the greatest acts of worship. When you are seeking knowledge, anta ala ta'a ya Abdullah. You are upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While seeking knowledge, you are upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be diligent. Be sincere. Change your life. Do things that are beneficial for you. The more you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the easiest it becomes upon us to obey Him and to apply His commands. That's why Shaykh al-Islam, look at these books of this Imam. They are very important books. In his book at Thalathat al-Usul, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I'lam rahimak Allahu annahu yajibu alayna ta'allamu arba'i masail. Al-Ula al-Ilmu wa huwa ma'rifatullah. Shuft, wa huwa ma'rifatullah. Wa ma'rifatu nabiyyih, wa ma'rifatu din al-Islami bil-adillah. Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid rahimahullah, he says, in his book at Thalathat al-Usul, in the beginning, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you should know, may Allah have mercy on you, that is incumbent upon every Muslim, male or female, to learn four matters, knowledge, or to have these four matters. Number one, knowledge. This is the priority. Yeah. Priority is not getting another car, living in a better home, or getting more money. Naam, yes, he wants to get another car, it's okay in Islam, no problem, as long as you do it from halal means. You want to move in a better house, it's okay. You want to start a business and make more money and better money, better living, it's okay in Islam. It's not haram, as long as you do it by means that are halal. But this is not your main, this is not what you created for. Meaning that this thing should not take us away from the main purpose behind our creation, which to worship Allah. And Allah didn't leave it for us to worship Him based on anything, even ignorance. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a book and sent a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are commanded all to obey this messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to adhere to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and none of this will be in place without seeking knowledge. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. Knowledge is acquired by seeking it. And you have to put some efforts. And you have to have the proper material, the right curriculum. The doctors, but he's reading the books of law. Is he going to be a doctor? He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a lawyer, even though he's like, oh, I'm a doctor. No, you're not. You've been studying law. Now you're talking about you're a doctor. That's what you want. You want to be a doctor, but you were studying the wrong things, man. So people, they want to be this, but they're studying something else. Now you have to have the right curriculum, and also the Sheikh said you have to have the right teacher. It's very important. That's the most important thing in seeking knowledge. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he put an emphasis on this. He said the most important thing actually is seeking knowledge is choosing the teacher. Once Allah give you tawfiq, being in the company of good teacher, then everything will be easy, because that teacher, he will tell you what books you start. He will know your level, tell you do this, do that, don't do this. He will correct you, he will guide you, he will. So it's very important for us to be diligent in seeking knowledge. And he has to take some struggle, some sacrifices. It's a fight. The nafs wants to just sit back and relax. The temptations, gotta do this, gotta do that. But then you're gonna say, look, this is a priority. Make a list. Say, I got to do this. The same way certain people, they do, they have a list. Has to change the oil on Saturday. They have a list on Saturday. Maybe that's their day off. They have some people, they put a list. This is the priority, the number one. And you'll be amazed how some priorities. Fishing is priority on day off. And fishing take how much time? Anybody been fishing here? Nobody been fishing?
About 2-3 hours.
See, 2-3 hours, whole day, yes. You take it 2-3 hours? That's good, man. You're a good fisherman. Alhamdulillah. All day. Some people, they go there. When they go?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. They come back when?
At night.
At night. And they come back with sometimes with fish, sometimes what?
Nothing.
With nothing. And they come happy or sad?
Yeah, man. I've been fishing.
Happy. And what they say? We have good time. What is this good time? In a boat. You think they were in the boat to contemplate? Naam, it's good to go. Fishing is halal. Alright? But it shouldn't turn you away from the remembrance of Allah. The whole day fishing with the family, with the masjid, with Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, they says for some 50 years or something, he never left his area. And people tell him, look, we're going out just a little bit for picnic. And he's like, no, I can't. They says, why? The masjid. Salat al-Jama'ah, I'm going. No. SubhanAllah. People, SubhanAllah, their minds into the fadl. They know that, look, man, how much I'm going to get by praying here or there. No, this is better, I'm sticking to this. talking about going on a fishing trip, but people, they spend a couple hours just preparing for the trip. Right or wrong? They go to Walmart to get the, what do you call them?
The baits.
And then when they go to the area, they have to make a choice. They read the ingredients. Worms is worms, brother. No, these fish don't like this one. These fish like this. This fish doesn't bite on this one. This fish bite on the other one. Look how much knowledge they have about fishing. But what Allah like? You know? No, Allah like this. I have to stick to it. Allah does not like this. Even though my soul inclines to it, I got to fight, man. I got a problem. I got to pull back from it. You see? We just give fishing as an example. Man, when it comes to bowling, fishing, playing, kayaking, name it. People spend a lot of time and money and efforts. And it doesn't end. When they come back, they talk about it for the next 3-4 days. They want to talk about it to everybody. Why can't you talk to everybody about this chapter of Tawheed? Says, SubhanAllah, I was reading this chapter of Tawheed. Allahu Akbar. This ayah, SubhanAllah, we read it every, I don't know, at least once a week. But SubhanAllah, the Shaykh, he mentioned, Akhi, you got a time, and you're like, Alhamdulillah, I find a time. I make a time for this. People make time for a basketball game. They cancel all their whatever to go and play football. But when this Tawheed, I'm busy. No, you have to find time for this. And learn the deen of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge,
Ameen.
Which is coupled with righteous actions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from riya' shawaf. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.